Thank you, everyone. Thanks for being on, Mark, and Ed, and on the edge, having 3.5 days of organizing a conference and that. So I'll try and do this as carefully as possible. One of the things, that's what was fascinating for my big brother as much as the tag. So one of the interesting things about this, all of this has been calling most names. Now, one of the things that I come from, where I come from, is I developed decision support tools for farmers. So they're able to make informed decisions based on the inputs, that sort of thing. Now, if this technology is going to become available in a way, they're going to have large data sets, how do they make an informed decision? So the point that Jeff Hinch and Lee Taylor came to me, they did to get a large data set, and I didn't read it as large as they did in the spreadsheet. But the thing with it, and luckily Jeff's already highlighted a lot of this data anyway, and came about, so I'm not going to repeat any of that. The thing with this is that we wanted to try and utilise a data set to identify lambing based on how the animal behaves. And one of the things that I came about with was raising change point analysis. So the idea was, did a change occur? Did more than one change occur? When did the changes occur? And can we answer these types of questions using change point? It's related to statistical process control. Now, what we had with us is a whole series of data points based on velocities from calculated from the velocities of the GPS. You've sort of gone through with what the experiment design was all about. Basically, we had 10 Merino grazing ewes in Springer once in spring of 2008. We had 10 in 2009. Which five of those people were quite closely inverted commas for lambing day. We took the mean daily velocities of three time periods during the day, where they are there, took in the morning, mid afternoon to sort of evening, and then from late evening through to morning. So they came and saw me and said, what are we doing with this? So anyway, we stumbled across a thing called phasing change point analysis. Basically, what it does is allows you to calculate the change point, which is exists in charts in a minute, but just basically you've got the tracking of the mean as it goes along, and the data tracks the mean, and then a change occurs, and it goes up, either it goes down or goes up. We want to know by equating that change from going down to be identical to identify lambing, because behavior in the U then becomes set of trend, doesn't move around much. Once it's, watching that, it has land in for a few days now. And it starts to speed up the end. It takes a while before the change back to normal because it's sort of land following it around. Does some behavioral things there. Okay. I then went in literature. This guy, these two guys, Barry and Buddy, developed an algorithm. Basic change point, which looks at the product partition model for the standard change point problem using Markov chain Monte Carlo, which has already been mentioned in previous talk. It's based on prior knowledge of the phase, looks at their developed sort of calculates posterior mean and posterior probability. And luckily enough, I use R a lot. Luckily enough, somebody's developed a library in R for doing something. Some of them are pretty well aware, but we times, and she's really pleased that this is being used outside what she developed before. Seems fairly robust, seems like it's working properly, so we're sort of moving ahead. Okay, some of the results. Now, what you see here is in the top field, right side of sheet number one, sheet number two. On the top field, which is now Y axis, is the posterior vein. That's the outer by the outer rim of the outer wall. These plots are the average time of velocities and the time period of flight from the morning through to shows that time period actually characters by stable calculations for the change points. The late morning, early afternoon was fairly inconsistent. The days were able to work out a change point because it went pretty well and it was a velocity in that period of time. Interestingly enough, the third time period, there were some similar patterns or analyses, but they were between 0 and about 0.05%. The more fairly doing the measurements were at least 0.05 in some cases. Well, this black line is the latest measurement each day. Especially from the point of view that if you are looking at a farmer making a decision and say the system's tracking every 3 hours or whatever, and if the data system is sent back and said, oh, look, planning has occurred or is about to occur or something, and they can go out and observe and make sure everything's all right. So there's got welfare potential in it. This is the observed versus the predicted. It's not too bad. Only 542. It's a bit dodgy, but it's got an hour of 109. Okay, so how successful has that been? It's early days. It's continuing to use the interest I have, the stage space modeling. I'm using that in grazing behaviour work with Mary Carroll, and that's been very useful. Transition diagrams. So it's really an area that you want yourself to really try and break this data down so that you should have a full decision to be made to be able to bring up to the probability of success.